Hey, Anne-Marie, this is Remy.
Hey, got it to work. Good.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for doing this today.
No problem. My pleasure.
I came across your blog at thetrek.co, and I thought you'd be a good person to interview for my podcast. I've wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail for a while now, and I want to do it after college, so I thought I thought it'd be good to talk to you about it and kind of get your experience on the trail.
For sure. Yeah, happy to talk.
Yeah. So I'm curious about, and this is a question I ask all of my guests on my podcast, but it's about like how you grew up. And I saw that you had dual citizenship in England and the U.S. So kind of tell me about your life growing up.
Yeah, sure. So you're right. I'm dual British and U.S. citizen. My dad was in the Air Force. That was his career. And he met my mom while he was stationed in Germany, but on vacation in England. Mm. And so I have a British mother and an American father. And I was born in Germany. And then we we went to Germany, England, Texas, back to England, Oklahoma, and then Virginia. So that was my childhood, all over. And I moved back to London to go to college. And after college, I joined the Peace Corps and lived in Morocco for a couple of years.
Oh, good.
And then back to Virginia for the past 8 years. And then I did the AT. And now I'm back at my grandparents in England, and I am going to figure out my next steps.
So lots of moving.
Lots of moving, yep.
How was it moving that much with your family?
It was hard as a kid when we'd have to make the moves because, you know, you get attached to your friends. But now I'm super grateful for all those moves because I have friends all over the world, and it's put the love of traveling in me. So
that's really cool. I wish I could say that. I'm from Colorado, and I've traveled quite a bit. I've been to Peru, Spain, London.
You've been around. That's good.
Which is good. Yeah, it's fun, but I bet living in England is a lot different than visiting, so.
That's true. Yep. Because I'm kind of just here in the in-between. I might end up staying. I might end up somewhere else. I'm not sure yet. I'm just spending some quality time with my grandparents. But my brother's been in London for the past, 3 years now. And it's his first time as an adult living over here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited to see him when things calm down.
That's good. So he's starting something new, too. That's nice.
Yep. Yeah.
So what kind of started your love for hiking?
Let's see. So I went on a section hike of the AT last year. 4 nights, 5 days, something like that. And I'd done day hikes up until that point. But I did that section hike, and I cried every day, but they weren't tears of, you know, displeasure. It was tears of pure joy. And I knew immediately, okay, this is something I want to do. And I came home from the section hike. The first thing I did was sell my couch, which was a little premature because then I lived without a couch for about a year.
Oh, wow.
Because I was ready to take off. I'm like, I'm going to go do this now. But I didn't know anything about through hiking and quickly realized that it was in the middle of the season and I couldn't go that quickly, which was good because then I got to hit the brakes a little bit and properly plan for it and get my gear together and do a shakedown hike.
Yeah, I read that you sold all your stuff to go on this hike. So was it something that you aspired to do, like, as a young kid? Like, how did...
No. That section hike last year was the first time I'd done any kind of backpacking. Oh, and I think COVID hit and I stopped going to the gym and started doing day hikes and getting my exercise outdoors. Yeah. And I actually met a thru-hiker through Tinder, of all places.
Oh, wow.
And had dinner with him and picked his brain, and that's who I went on the section hike with. And the rest is kind of history. I knew that it was something I wanted to do, but only from a year ago. A lot of people dream of it for a long time, and that was not my case.
That's so fun, though. Are you usually that spontaneous with your decisions?
Not really, but then there's another big example of that is Peace Corps. I don't know that it's spontaneity. When I finished college in London, I knew that I wanted to travel a bit, and I called my dad from London, and I said, all these people over here go to South Korea to teach English, and I'm going to do that next. That's my next move. And he said, well, if you're going to do something like that, you should do the Peace Corps. And so very similar to the way a lot of people plan and dream of doing the AT, people, you know from a young age or younger age that they want to do the Peace Corps. And that was not the case for me. I'd never heard of the Peace Corps before. And when he told me that, I sat down and did a Google search, and I read the qualifications and realized that I checked all the boxes. And it was kind of made in the moment. I had those same tears that I had on the section hike. You know, I get those tears when I know that it's something that's pulling at my soul to do.
Aw, that's really good. I've thought about the Peace Corps myself. We'll see, but it seems like a great experience.
Yes, anybody that has any interest in it, I strongly encourage it, because it just gives you another perspective. You know, you see stuff on TV about, you know, developing nations, but until you see it firsthand, I don't think it's hard to fully comprehend that, you know, we live such privileged lives. Mm-hmm. And there's this other parallel world going on that we're completely out of touch with. So, yeah.
Definitely. It's very sad what goes on.
At the same time, I was in Morocco, so it's very, I would say, stable country, not, like, war-torn or anything. And although it's a lot of the people are living in poverty, I find very often that those that have so much less are some of the happiest people.
They are. Which is crazy to me, but also it's not that surprising.
I think that's very similar. I often think about the parallels between the Peace Corps and the AT, the minimalist kind of lifestyle, and I think that those kind of click together.
Do you kind of strive for that lifestyle, like living minimalistically?
I am now. I am craving that. I'm kind of over the consumerism and just the hustle and bustle, the rat race and all that. I am, all the jobs that I'm looking for, or the areas I'm looking for, are either in Africa or Southeast Asia at the moment. That's where I hope to end up next.
Good for you. So, I feel like you're really, you aspire a lot, which is good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm sure the Peace Corps experience really humbled you. I'm sure it humbles many people, so.
Yeah.
So, I saw on the trek that you published some articles, or you wrote some. What has been one of your favorite pieces that you've written, and why?
You mean as far as the blog posts go?
Yes.
A favorite one? I really enjoyed writing about the whites and Maine and kind of all of New England, because I'd hiked around Virginia, and the southern part of the AT is fairly similar to Virginia. I mean, it has its unique areas. Every state has its uniqueness, but up in New England, the mountains are just so more rugged, and it's almost more like out west, and I just really enjoyed that part, and I enjoyed sharing all of the pictures and knowing that there's people that want to do it and that this is going to be an inspiration for them, and hoping that someone reads it and goes and does the hike themselves.
That's so good. And that seems such a fun experience and something that you grow as a person with too, I think. I've never through hiked, but I want to hike the Appalachian Trail after college. So how did you kind of prepare for it, and like what did you pack for a through hike? How did you even know how to start?
Lots of research on the internet, reading other people's blogs, looking at YouTube videos, picking the brain of other thru hikers, and then going on a shakedown hike. I went on my first backpacking, other than that 5-night section that I did on the AT. After I did that, I went on did the Laurel Highlands hiking trail, which is in Pennsylvania, and it's a 70-mile trail. I had some vacation days to burn, and the hike is 70 miles, which I had planned. You know, it takes maybe 5 to 7 days to do, but I had 10 days vacation, and I thought I'll go big or go home. So I planned a yo-yo of the Laurel Highlands Trail, which is where you do the trail in one direction and then turn around and go back the other direction. So it ended up being 140 miles, and that was my shakedown. And it was in November, so I started out in snow, and then it warmed up a bit. But you know, that was very different than the AT because it's November, it's a smaller trail, and I didn't see a soul during the day when I was hiking. And that's very different than the AT because the AT is a super social trail. You see people every day. And there were many nights on the Laurel Highlands Trail where I was the only person at camp. And so it was very different. But then it's a little bit more cushier as well because there's, you reserve your camping spot, so you get a three-walled shelter to yourself with a little fireplace. You still have to go and get your firewood and carry your water and do all the typical things of a normal hike, but there's a proper bathroom facility rather than just the privy, if you will. I mean, it's not a flushing toilet or anything, pit toilets, but an enclosed building, and the firewood's pre-cut and in a central location. You may still have to carry it for a half a mile, but it's just a little bit more luxurious than the AT.
And then I know that a lot of people meet some really interesting people on the trail and some that are friends for life. Did you meet those kind of people while you hiked the Appalachian Trail?
Absolutely. I met lots of great characters out there. But the most important one to me is Snacks. That's his trail name, Michael. We met the second day, 8 miles in, and we ended up completing the trail together.
Oh,
So we
wow.
spent pretty much the whole 7 months together.
That's so cool.
Yeah. A new best friend for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure those friendships last forever.
Definitely. Yep. We've been in touch every day since the hike,
Oh,
so
good, good.
it's super nice. Yep.
Do your parents hike at all, or is that a
So my
background?
dad did. Yeah, my dad did when he was younger. He's not in, his health won't allow him to now, but hopefully in the future, when he gets that under control, he can come out and step foot on the AT with me and get a couple miles in. And my mom is a huge hiker.
Oh,
But
good.
my, you know, growing up, both of them, they went, I mean, their honeymoon was in a tent in Idaho
Oh,
in
wow.
like 4 feet of snow. So I get the love of the outdoors from both of them.
Yeah. I feel like the outdoors is so healing too. You know, it's not just like a passion, it's also for depression or for anxiety, some things that I've struggled with.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely.
Watching the kind of patterns of nature and simplicity of it all. Very peaceful.
What do you think is the most peaceful experience that you had while hiking?
So I'm from Virginia, and I had saved the Triple Crown in Southern Virginia for the thru hike. So Mackesy Knob, Tinker Cliffs, and oh goodness, I'm going to draw a blank on the third one, Dragon's Tooth. But Maxie Knob, which is super famous, most photographed place on the AT. Mm-hmm. I got to catch a sunset and camp up there and catch a sunrise as well, and with snacks. And it was magnificent. And it was all to ourselves, so peaceful and beautiful. And that's one of my, probably my most favorite day on trail. I can't say most favorite. There were others, but yeah, top three for sure.
Okay. And then from that, what are some of the hardest experiences you've had on the trail and some mistakes that you've made that you would avoid now?
Hardest days on trail usually were weather related. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're soaking wet. Mm-hmm. I learned quickly, because I would get upset if I saw rain in the forecast. So, you know, nobody wants to be wet, although it is a major component to through hiking. Mm-hmm. But I learned quickly, you know, that just because you're soaking wet one day, the sun might come out in the afternoon, or the sun is going to come out the next day and dry everything out. And so when there was sunshine in the forecast following the rain, I was okay. But if it was days of rain on end, I would have to tap out and take a Nero or a Zero to dry out. And I didn't like being drenched. And that's very hard to avoid on the AT, because if it's not from the rain, it's super humid. So you're, you know, sweating and gross. And,
yeah, with the bugs,
and
too.
But probably that struggle was more early on, as I kind of had to acclimate to it. And then, you know, as time goes on, 7 months, you get used to it and kind of mind over matter.
Well, that sounds so exciting, though. It sounds like you really grow as a person. And I think that you learn that you're much more capable than you think that you are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is typically my answer when people say, what did you learn about yourself? It's that we are all stronger than we think we are. And we are capable of anything if we believe that we can do it.
Yeah, exactly. And then what are some other goals that you've set for yourself after the Appalachian Trail?
Well, right now I'm focusing on figuring out what's next. I just, like I said before, either at somewhere in Eastern Africa or Southeast Asia is where I'd like to end up. And I've put a couple applications out at some orphanages in Tanzania, and that's a possibility. I'm kind of in the research mode, though. I just got over to England last week. And I'm at my grandparents, and I've been spending some quality time with them, and I'm kind of getting settled now, and we'll start really honing in on getting more applications out and figuring out exactly what the next step is.
Yeah. Are they travelers like you are?
My grandparents?
Yes.
They like to take their holidays, but they're 86 and 90 now, so they are kind of housebound.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. But
my grandmother came 3 years ago. We did a family vacation in Mallorca Island off the coast of Spain together. So that's the last trip I took with her, and that was wonderful.
Oh, that must have been so pretty.
Yes, absolutely.
What's been your favorite place that you've traveled to?
Gosh, favorite place. You know, I've taken vacations to lots of places, and I don't do normally your typical, like, I don't go lay on the beach for a week. That's not my style. I like to do an adventure vacation where I'm taking a new place off or new country on the map, because I want to see the whole world. So as far as favorite places go, I have to say where I was in the Peace Corps in Morocco, because I actually got to live there for 2 years you know, immerse myself into the culture and learn the language and become, you know, a local, if you will. And I got to travel all around the country during my time over there. So my family came to visit, and they rented a car, and I took them around the whole country without a map, because I knew it inside and out, and that was just super cool.
Oh, that's such a great experience.
Yeah, we have good memories.
Yeah. I can't wait to travel some more. Unfortunately, I'm in
Yes.
college now, so it's kind of hard with school,
No, that's
but
important. You gotta get that done and then do Peace Corps, teach
yeah.
English somewhere. I don't know. There's so many options. Or just, packing up and traveling. It doesn't have to be a volunteer or a job. You can backpack.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you
Yeah.
for calling and Happy New Year to you.
You too. Have a good rest of your day and
Thank you.
yes, you're
Yep. Take
welcome.
care.
Bye. All right, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the Outdoor Equestrian Podcast. I'm your host, Remy, and I'm so happy that you listened to the podcast today, and I can't wait for more episodes. I already have them scheduled. I have an interview with an equestrian coming up who has been a part of Cowgirl Magazine and more thru hikers. I really want to get survivalists on here, all that fun stuff. So, thank you so much, and have a great day.